The Parent Advisory Council, PAC, at Sandy Hill Elementary in Abbotsford is raising money to fund an accessible expansion to their current playground so a wheelchair-using student can play with her peers. It would allow this particular student, any future students who use wheelchairs or walkers, and anyone in the community after school time to use the playground. It would be a huge benefit to the whole community, Sandy Hill PAC Chair Brooke Coor said. The PAC serves as a bridge of communication between parents and school staff and also plays a vital role in fundraising. At the beginning of the school year, the PAC asked teachers and staff what their primary fundraising goals were. The overwhelming response was for an accessible portion of the playground. Coor contacted the Abbotsford School District, who gave their full support, offering to cover the costs of the prep work involved. However, any additional add-on to school equipment after the original playground has been paid for by the school district as the responsibility of the school. Sandy Hill has the school district's approval and have received a final quote from the distributor. The last piece is fundraising the $83,000 needed. So far, the school has raised $40,000, with a good portion coming from a private donation. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Sandy Hill PAC. At Sandy Hill PAC, Coor hopes to break ground on the project this upcoming fall, so the grade 2 student has time to enjoy it before she goes to middle school. Currently, the student spends recess and lunch in the areas surrounding the playground. The playground is such a pivotal part of the elementary school experience, Coor said. The add-on would involve an accessible rocking boat, as well as musical instruments. The school is fully involved with the project. The typical fundraisers occur throughout the year that involve the community, but two teachers came up with the clever idea of Funky Dance Friday to help raise funds, too. The teachers set up a projector and lights in the gym and children can donate $1 to join the dance party. Some students have expressed that they do not want to participate in the dancing, but donate to the cause regardless. It has brought a sense of community to the school while working towards a common goal. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Sandy Hill Elementary, at Sandy Hillzunes. The kids feel a sense of pride working towards this goal together, which has been really touching, Coor said. To make a private donation to the accessible playground, visit abbyschools.ca. Sandy Hill is listed as a donation recipient, and the message can be specified to go to the accessible playground. The school district can also issue a tax receipt for the contribution. Read more. Hope Secondary School welcomes public to celebrate 50th anniversary.